Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, hey, welcome to the Rosecast, the number one spoiler-free Bachelor recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. All right? Spoiler-free. I'm going to do it this time.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. I bet you know who wins this season next episode, next week. Nope. This time next week, you're gonna make a big fuss about someone spoiling it for you.
You know the drill. If I do find out, I don't say so until the very end, and then I tell you when I knew.
Sure.
But make it clear to new listeners, I don't seek out the spoilers.
No.
I happen upon them.
Okay. But here's the thing. When you
back,
ask
can I go
for
back
no
to my
spoilers?
Intro? I wrote out this whole intro.
Rim,
go
when
ahead.
You ask for no spoilers, just a heads up, next season, don't ask for no spoilers. You'll have a better chance of getting no spoilers. Because when you ask for no spoilers, some jabroni's going to spoil it for you.
Okay. Well, can I tell you the truth? I'm already spoiled. Big wink to AB on the webcam. I'm not. So if I'm pretend I'm spoiled, people
okay,
won't bother.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I know who wins.
Good call.
I'm your host, Tim Kennedy. With me, as always, renowned bachelor historian, undisputed king. Aren't you mad you delayed this intro? Undisputed king of bachelor franchise analysis, Alex Bradford. AB, we are live across the nation to talk about the big 3-hour bachelor premiere event. Hold on. Oh, just one moment. I'm being told some person who likes The Bachelor is about to propose to his girlfriend in the presence of a group of strangers, including a couple of medium-sized Instagram celebrities. Let's get out to San Jose. We don't want to miss that, AB.
Are you insinuating that you didn't enjoy the true love that was spread around the Bachelor Nation last night?
Who got engaged?
Couldn't tell you. It was some short dude, and then it was a really tall guy.
Okay.
that's the good. Two guys that got engaged.
Wishing you all the best. Let's talk about the premiere event, because the big takeaway, it seemed to me, from the first episode of The Bachelor starring Colton is that this was unnecessary and too much fluff and kind of backfired. We didn't really get into the episode until like 45 minutes in is when the limo entrances started.
Yeah, I saw a lot of negative feedback, Rim.
What's your opinion, though?
I'm kind of afraid to give my opinion now after I saw what the backlash that this guy. Listen to me. I came in. I even texted you. I said, 3 hours? This is bullshit. I don't want to watch this for 3 hours. That's too long. Came away from the episode feeling okay about it. I enjoyed the Bachelor Nation, Bachelor family coming together as one for a nice little. It was a nice little change of pace. I enjoyed it.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. The idea of the change of pace, that's the kind of stuff we want. We want a change of pace with this franchise. So on paper, yes, agree.
I guess I'm confused why hardcore Bachelor fans wouldn't enjoy just like all of our favorite people on camera. I just don't understand why you wouldn't like that. What else do you have to do on Monday nights?
Here's what I think they should have done. They should have billed the first hour as a pregame show. Treat it like a big sporting event, like the national championship, which is happening at the same time. That way no one goes in at 7 o'clock Central Time, God's time,
thinking they're going to get the
thinking you're going to get the limo entrances anytime soon, because you're not. If you had a pregame show, then you have an extra hour to have people over and hang out and have your party and like watch the stuff. You know, maybe you show clips from the last season, show some clips of Colton, do something different, which this was, instead of. You know, I don't want to use the term CTs, but that's what it was, folks. They made us wait too long.
Listen, I mean, yeah, they could have framed it better, which is usually the case with Bachelor. They're always tricking you into something, doing something. You're thinking you're going to get something and you don't get it. But I didn't mind. I personally did not mind the extra hour of fluff. I enjoyed seeing all these, like Ben Higgins comes out, sign me
up.
That
was great.
Every week, just bring out all these people, CN and Kendall, bring them out. It's Bachelor family. Just one time every season. That's all I'm asking.
It could use some tweaks, but I hope they keep it. I hope they keep this idea for the premiere. Okay. And maybe the finale too. We'll see. All right. Let's talk about the first contestant's background introductions segment. Okay, this is the one that usually makes you think someone's a leader in the clubhouse, and then they get sent home on night one. There's no rhyme or reason to why they give these people's background information, but we got to talk about it anyway. Sure. What do you got something to say?
Yeah, one more thing about the party room.
Sure.
Can we agree that that would be a dream come true to be at any of those locations?
When Chris Harrison put some tweet out there, he's like, we're going to do something special for Bachelor Nation. I'm like, all right, he's about to DM Rim and AB.
He's about to get us out there.
I crossed my mind. I'm like, I'll tell you what, if he knows what's good for him, he'd get Rim and AB out there in, you know, Utah, wherever they were.
We could host a watch party easy. It would be a blast.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be better. I'll tell you what, it'd be better than Blake and Jason. Yeah. Those guys act like they've never been on TV before. I'll tell you what. Which we haven't, but still. All right. First contestant, Cassie, the speech pathologist from Huntington Beach. We're gonna go through these pretty quick. Then we're going to hit the limo entrances real quick. And then we're going to get to, you know, we're going to go through this episode. I don't know why I'm explaining this to you people. You know how this goes.
This is what we do every day. Right. What do you mean?
Listen, I like people with jobs that are like helping kids in any way. That's a very, whether it's Vanessa, whether you're some teacher, speech pathologist is kind of a unique one. Helping kids communicate. She seems genuine in her like for Colton. And I think that gives them a good jumping off. I mean, it's not the same thing, his foundation, but caring about kids.
Absolutely.
Not all adults have that gene, so that's a good jumping off point.
They started off with a great girl. Seems like she's going to be around for a while, Rim.
I think so, too.
And she seems really genuine.
Agreed. I'll tell you what. There's a, I think, a clear delineation of, I'll put it this way. There's a several multiple women who I think are for real, the real deal Holyfield, genuine people on this show. A higher percentage than normal, I'll put it that way. Alabama Hannah, former Miss Alabama. Okay, right off the bat, pageant beauty queen, you're thinking, I don't know about this. I think Alabama Hannah is probably the most real pageant queen I've seen on this show. What do you think?
Why do you say that?
She just seems charming. She kind of, I know her deal was like, you know, I make funny faces like I'm normal like you ugly people. You know, like I like that. Made me feel like I could talk to Alabama Hannah.
I like that she seemed like a real, real Alabama football fan. I enjoyed that part of it. But it made me feel like she'd call into a radio show.
Right after Phyllis from Mulga. Paul. That's not going to hit with any listener. Last thing about Alabama Hannah. She said, I've only kissed four guys, which confused me. It's not one or two, so it's not like jarringly low, and it's not high, obviously. So why did you even? That's just a.
I don't know. I think it's probably low. Like that's around. I don't know. That's probably low.
Sure, that is, but that's not. You're not. It's
I don't
not,
know
you're
why you
special.
Say it. I don't
you're
know
not special. It's if you're gonna mention that, it's got to be zero or one.
Yeah,
those are the only times you mention
that's
the
a,
number.
That's a great point.
In my opinion. All
right, you're right about that.
Just my take, Katie. Katie from the East Coast is what she said. Is there a family tied up in the mob? Who knows? Why is she trying to remain so anonymous? She came to L.A. because she wanted to dance, which is a reason a lot of people just feel the urge to go to Southern California. Mm-hmm. Works out. AB, I like her based on her Instagram stories. I'll be frank with you. I watch Katie's Instagram stories. They show up first in the feed. I like Katie. That's all I know. What do you got on Katie?
Is she a Lakers or a Clippers dancer?
Oh, is she an NBA dancer?
Yeah. That was her profession they listed for, NBA dancer. But she did say...
Are you sure
she
that wasn't to... Sydney?
No, I'm
that
not sure
Sydney.
At all. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Sydney was a Knicks dancer, but she had to quit.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Wow. Maybe the historian.
My NBA dancers mixed up.
I don't think she dances for a team. Okay, anything else on Katie?
Nope.
Heather. Never been kissed. There's a thing. That's
there's
something.
Something.
This is the number zero, so you mention it. It's important information, I mm-hmm. suppose. I like Heather. Met Colton at a charity event. AB, I don't know what the face is for. Why are you making a face?
I mean, when I wrote about Heather, I didn't write that I liked her. There,
I have.
It seems
I'll be
like
honest, I have.
She's getting the weird girl narrative this year.
Yes,
the Annalise narrative.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you
okay.
like about her
yeah.
at this point right now. They showed her with a picture from a charity event that he most certainly does not remember her. A framed picture of her and Colton. So I mean, they're going with a weird girl angle. She might be getting a bad edit, but I just go with what I see. So I'm not going to say anything positive about Heather right now.
I thought there's no way she got that photo developed and framed it. There's no way she did that. The producers made her print out her Instagram photo
sure.
and put it in a frame, and then they made her kiss it.
Yeah.
I don't think she did those things in real under her own volition. I'll put it that way. So I give her the benefit of the doubt.
I'm just going what the TV shows me, Rim.
That's fair. That's fair. Onyeka from Dallas. Her parents are from Nigeria. She's got some energy. She seems fun.
Mm-hmm.
We got our first virginity reference from a contestant of the night, AB. And the quote was this: "If I was the person that Colton gave his virginity to..." Awkward pause. "I would definitely bring out all the tricks." I liked okay. Onyeka before that. What do you got on Onyeka?
At least it was to the camera and not to him, so I didn't pay it much mind.
So you're all right. That little tease for the limo entrance. Mm-hmm. How he feels about some of those. Nicole, Miami. Disdain for Jersey Shore type sleazeballs at the Miami club scene. Big plus for me personally.
I did.
What
she
do you
just
got on Nicole?
Nicole doesn't have much for me, Rim, and maybe I'm going into the rest of the episode here.
Oh.
But no.
You didn't like her comments?
No, she's fine.
Huh.
I just don't think she has the juice to make it very far in this show. I'm sorry.
I think she's got kind of a Bibiana Alex fun, not going to go very far, but it will bring some comic relief. Very likable.
Okay.
Ooh, wow. Big disagreement. Kerpa from California. She's a dental hygienist. That's all I got.
A lot of dental hygienists on this show, Rim. That's all
that
I got, too.
Okay. All right. I feel like you don't know that. First one I've seen. Demi Burnett from Texas. A couple of big things here. Number one, never been in a serious relationship.
Nope.
Okay. Mother in federal prison for embezzlement, which is interesting to say the least. She gave us her last name so we could quickly find out who this person is. I'm not sure her mom would be pleased or thrilled with the microscope that's headed her way.
Well, also, they're doing her thing, and she's like, "Hey, Mom, we're on speakerphone," like she's in a car with one other person. No, she's on camera on Bachelor. Yeah. She didn't explain that.
Yeah. I mean, you're on speakerphone to like 30 million people,
yeah,
but yeah.
Sure.
And she also said something about vanilla and chocolate cupcakes.
Yeah.
Before adding in strawberry to make it seem like it wasn't.
I noticed that too. She added in the strawberry nicely. I'm guessing a producer told her.
She got it. She got it.
Add in strawberry or something.
Yeah, something that's not a color of a race, if you don't mind. I like Demi based on her intro. The more I saw of Demi, the more I realize I probably will not be a Demi fan. Limo entrances. You got anything on Demi?
No, she just seems a little too young. I think you're
23?
Right.
Yeah.
More acting. I'm not even talking about the age. Age.
Yeah.
Age in this, it doesn't mean a ton. You got a wide range. Some of the 23-year-olds are going to act more mature than the 30-year-olds.
How many 30-year-olds are there?
There's like one or two.
Okay. That comes into play later. Somebody says something in the preview for the rest of the season that made me laugh. But let's go to the limo entrances. Demi is also first in the limo entrances. Her line was, "So I have not dated a virgin since I was 12, but I'm excited to give it another shot." Demi, I'm not trying to do math right now.
Yeah.
Also, the thought of this makes me feel like some sort of pedophile. Like, yeah, I'm thinking about I'm doing cringy. Numbers here, and it's weird. It's I don't want to hear about this.
I don't want to think about. I don't want to think about what you just said.
I don't
want to
think about your 14-year-old boyfriend yeah, and what exactly. was going on. Not my cup of tea.
No,
Demi.
Thanks.
Right off the bat, before we get into all these, what was your opinion of the women who came with a virginity pun or reference and the women who didn't?
The did ones you... that didn't are contenders. The ones that did are not contenders. Listen to me. That is too personal. Think about that. Like, if you were dating someone, the first time you meet them, let's say you'd go on a Tinder date with someone, and the first thing you say to them isn't about, like, how many people you've had sex with. It's not appropriate.
The one woman, I forgot her name, went up to Colton, and we'll get to this later in the show, but we're getting to it now. She was like, hey, so everyone knows you're a virgin. I just want to know why. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
going, if I were on this show and there was The Bachelorette and I go, hey, so I heard you've been with 19 dudes. Why? What's the deal with that? Yeah. Tell me all about that.
I don't understand.
That's your opener?
I don't There's understand no way. Why this is a guy. First night thing. Like, I could understand maybe on your first date, like if you get a one-on-one date with Colton, you breach the topic because it's sure. obviously going to be something that they're going to talk about this season. But I don't understand why you'd bring that up on your first date. You have so much other stuff to get to know about each other. Why yeah. bring that up?
I think it was probably sadly producer driven.
Yeah.
Despite the fans' plea for them to not make that this season all about that. But a good point was brought up to me while watching. Colton doesn't bring this up. People no. bring it up to Colton.
Yeah.
He only revealed this. Put aside your feelings for Colton or the show's choice of him. He only brought this up on Becca's season basically when he like had to, when he was getting down to brass tacks, when you're getting down to hometown situation. He doesn't go around talking about this. It's an awkward, I don't think he likes talking about
it. It seems awkward. He seems yeah. awkward when he's asked questions about it.
And especially when you're just meeting, so he has to tell strangers,
yeah,
strangers, the reason why he's made this choice in his life, something he probably has some degree of shame in, or maybe not, I don't know, but that's not your business to know right now.
Exactly.
Sad. Tayshia, number two, a much better entrance.
Tayshia? It's Tayshia, yes.
Is there, why do you say that? Is there a Z?
No, that's just what it is. That's okay. how she said right. it. Hey, that's how they said it.
Not trying to stomp on
that's
anybody
how they
here.
Said it.
Tayshia, much better entrance. I think it's way better when you talk about a few things that you have in common. I forgot what they were. I think they both like kids. I was a big fan of Tayshia. She got almost no screen time after this, but I liked her.
I was a fan as well. You can also Colton's does a really bad job of hiding who he's really into.
Yeah.
There was like
yeah.
three or four girls that after they walked away, you could tell like, okay, this is a player in the game. And Tayshia was one of them.
When he was given the first impression rose, I thought, oh my God, this man is actually in love. He's already in love. And then Chris asked him later on when they brought him out live. He was like, hey, like, what do you think about the girl you gave the first impression rose to? And he, like, choked up. He was talking yeah. already. He was like, all right, well, I'm pretty sure. All right, Heather, solid entrance, no mention of virginity. Anything on Heather?
Nope.
Nicole, good intro. Anything on Nicole besides the fact that you don't like her?
No, I think I've said my piece with Nicole.
Kaylin, Miss North Carolina. What do you got on her wearing this sash, if that's the correct term, out of the limo?
Baller move, Rim.
It's a power move.
Big power baller move.
Whether or not you like it, it's a power move. And then not taking it off when you go inside, leaving it on.
Yeah, just all Whoa. Night, like, let you know I'm a beauty queen.
I put this on Twitter. I said, it's like if Kevin Durant or somebody got the championship ring on opening night and played the game with it on.
Just let you know she's here and she's one of the all-time beauties that this world's ever produced.
I liked it. I didn't hate it. Miss Underwood thing was kind of cute too. I mean, it worked. If you got it, flaunt it. And she has a sash and y'all don't. So
should it be Mrs. Underwood, Rim? That kind of bothered me.
Did it say M-I-S-S?
Yeah, it said Miss. Like, I understand that that's how they say it on beauty pageants, but if you're saying you're going to be married to Colton, that's just semantics, though, Rim.
Yeah, that's semantics, and I'll tell you this. I haven't thought about those semantics since I was a child and, like, one of my teachers would get married, and we'd have to change the pronunciation. That's the only time I've ever thought about that. Next up, Sydney. She and Colton, they both flubbed kind of How Are You at the same time. Kind of a meet cute rom-com situation, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Quit her job as a Knicks dancer to go on the show. What do you got on that?
It's a bold move. I think it's probably a good move, though. I got a little teaser for later in the episode. I got a little information on a little off-air stuff about why she might want to quit her job. Okay?
Does it have anything to do with the terrible working conditions of professional sports team dancers?
No.
And the low pay there? No. I mean, here's the thing about quitting her job as a dancer. Like, number one, she'll definitely get another one if she wants one after
the
show.
That's what I was kind of also thinking is, like, once you're an NBA dancer, you can probably just jump onto another NBA team or the same one whenever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, she's fine. Sydney's fine. Elise, a redhead from Arkansas, said nothing and almost did nothing during the show.
That's what I wrote. I said basically said nothing. That's my only note for Elise.
I didn't know she was a redhead until, by the way, is redhead, can we say redhead in 2019? I don't know if that's like derogatory.
Absolutely.
She has red hair, okay? Sorry if that offends anyone.
The only person with red hair on this episode, and I realize they don't have much representation.
No, that's our next big thing we need to overcome as a country is getting redheads on The Bachelor. Agreed. I didn't know she was redhead until like the second time I watched it because I was looking down. That's how little she was on the screen. Yeah. I never saw her hair. Tajwan. The only thing I got on Tajwan, not my favorite dress. Okay. You know, the dark green lower was fine. The top part looked like a cross between something Queen Elizabeth would wear during your coronation in The Crown, like an under thing.
Okay.
And like something out of maybe Game of Thrones.
Sure.
I don't know. It just looked kind of too, it
didn't
was a
work
little
for
much.
You. Okay.
It didn't work for me personally.
Sure.
And as Nicole mentioned later on, you know, we talk about these gowns, AB. I prefer someone who comes with a dress that is more feasible for real life that we might potentially see you in.
Jealous hater of all these dresses.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. And you know, I'm usually into the dresses too, so I don't know why I'm acting like I'm anti-nightgown.
The grander the better, usually for
what's
Rim. Now he's
What's the name of these dresses? Something gown, not nightgown. I've done this
ball
before.
Gown.
Ball gown? Okay. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Next up, fine. Nice dress, Tajwan. Sorry. Cassie. I think those were dead. Were those dead butterflies? Is that what that gimmick
was? No, they were fake butterflies, Rim. Dead butterflies would be disaster.
Okay, well then, if you're going to go butterflies, do real butterflies and have them fly out. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do real butterflies. Like at a wedding, they do that now where the butterflies fly out. It'd be incredible.
I'll tell you what, monarch butterflies dying off by the millions. We need to do all we can to bring attention to that.
Maybe that's why they didn't use them as a prop.
Well, they shouldn't use dead ones.
They
either.
Weren't dead. They were plastic butterflies.
I have no way of knowing.
Here's another little. I don't know if you caught this. Colton giving away who he likes. He picked up one of the butterflies and put it in his pocket.
Whoa.
Which is something that he'll give to his wife later after he proposes to her.
That's huge. That's actually huge.
It was a huge moment.
Whoa.
Like, she's going to be top three. I don't know what else to tell you folks.
I would not do that unless I were confident I was going to marry that person.
Yep, exactly.
Wow. Kerpa. She had a shiny purple dress. Hair braided. Rare thing on these shows. Hair braided back. Anything on Kerpa?
Nope.
Caitlin. Here we go with the virginity. Here comes like a run of virginity things, I think. Yeah. She had the balloon cherry.
Looked like an apple. Colton even said it. I thought it was an apple. Yeah. I thought it was like a teacher or something. You know,
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, that's what I thought when I first saw it. Didn't look like a cherry. Didn't hit.
Well, she popped his cherry and then said, "We don't need to talk about virginity anymore." It seems counterintuitive. You brought it up. You came here with a whole bit.
You never needed to talk about it.
No. Not yet. And here's the thing. You probably will want to talk about it later down the line. Maybe just not right now. This is the whole bit.
Here's the thing about his virginity, though, Rim. He kind of explained it. He's already explained it.
Yeah.
So do you really need to... Do any of these girls ever need to talk about it with him? Maybe like way down the road?
Maybe not on camera. Maybe not on camera.
I don't know. I don't think we need more explanation of why he's a virgin anymore.
That's up for debate. What is that stone cold lead pipe fact? Is that no one needed to bring it up tonight?
Yeah, that's
none of them. But they did anyway. Courtney, the caterer from Georgia. I got a weird vibe from Courtney AB. If she sticks around, I can see Courtney ruffling some feathers.
I could see that.
A little fakery there. Her voice didn't seem...
She's the one with the peach, right? The Georgia peach?
Yeah, that was the peach. Okay. That was the peach.
Yep.
I mean, talk about all-time lazy moves.
Yeah, just...
I'm from Georgia. Have you ever had a peach? Boom. That's it. Pass. Kate from Sherman Oaks, California. Katie, excuse me. I liked Katie before this. The V-card gimmick.
Boo.
You know, if you're going to do this, at least be clever.
Yeah.
That's nothing special. And Colton was like, all right.
Get out of here.
Very nice. I see what you did. What do you got on the sloth?
Okay, did Rim. Did you say it was a big hit?
No, did it hit for you?
Did it hit for me? No, it didn't hit. I'll tell you why. I love the idea, okay? Mm-hmm. She just was like a smidge, maybe a half step too slow in everything she was doing that made it annoying. Like the way she was talking, it was just a smidge, Rim. I like her talking slow, but it lasted too long. Her walk, the walk took like 2 minutes. That's too much. Too slow.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
My opinion, if you're asking for it,
I am.
Not slow enough.
Okay.
And it hit for me. It hit for me. I was laughing. I don't know why, but I was like, this is funny. And here's what got me. When she opened the door and put her two claws over the top of the door. And I go, that's how a sloth would open car door.
I started off, when it first happened, I'm like, this is way too slow. This stinks. But it did get better as the night went on. She was doing a couple funny things. Like when she was hanging in the tree, that's just very funny. I don't care who you are. That's very good comedy.
And I think Colton liked it, too. Colton was laughing. He liked it. Yeah. Until the end, where I think he took your stance, where he's like, all right, this is too long. Onyeka. They talked about her name. Colton flubbed it. She had a good attitude. Good
Colton,
deal.
She fanatically laid it out for you. Why?
I might be flubbing it right now. I don't know.
No, you're saying it correctly, but Colton messed it up. She laid it out.
Yeah, he messed up the last two syllables.
He messed up, and then he said it back, and he messed up the first two.
I don't know how people do that. That's like Stugatz in the Lebetard show. He does it on purpose, but it's like how they just said how to say it. Just say what they
told you exactly what to say, and he somehow messed it up.
Yeah, Erica, she brought nuts because her last name is McNutt. I'd say this failed as an attempt to be memorable.
What? I've never seen a sack of nuts that big, Rim.
That was a novelty.
That was a novelty bag of nuts.
That's what you give, like when you go over to someone's, house for Christmas. You know, the family size nuts. Yeah. Hey, here you go. You take these, and then they last all year.
Yep.
Alabama Hannah, Roll Tide, AB.
Roll Tide.
You said she's a true Alabama fan. What do you think she was watching last night? Then.
Great question.
Although by the time the show actually started, Alabama was already out of the game.
She was probably upset.
Just saw the whole thing.
Yeah, great question. I don't know what she was doing.
Cute as a button, AB.
Yep.
I liked Alabama Hannah.
Spark is there immediately, too. There's a spark.
Yes. Yes. When she saw Miss North Carolina, those two gave each other the fakest smiles in the biz.
I was going to ask if you saw the beauty pageant ladies flip the switch into pageant mode.
They went straight to pageant mode.
Huge fake smiles and fake waves at each other.
Alabama Hannah, I think, is not in pageant mode generally. I think Miss North Carolina is constantly in pageant mode.
Yeah.
And then Alabama Hannah saw Miss North Carolina and was like,
okay.
Like you said, boom. Okay.
It's on.
Hey, oh my God. Tracy drove a cop car. Stylist, I believe. What was the cop car tie-in? I didn't even listen.
She is 31 years old. She's a wardrobe stylist. And she was the fashion police.
Angelique, she's got a glittery dress. That's all we know. This is when Nicole started being, I have a note here. This is when Nicole started being funny about how the other people were dressing up and how she thought speaking Spanish was a big deal. Then three people come in. Devin has a shiny dress. Revion speaks Mandarin. Nina speaks Croatian. All of a sudden, Nicole's Spanish is nothing.
Nicole's nothing.
Anything on any of those three?
No, sequins became the theme of the night, kind of, at this point.
We're probably going to get corrected on the actual
Is it not sequins?
Like, those were actually, it was actually glitter AB. Okay. You know, we don't know the names of the materials.
Dresses.
Shiny,
sparkly,
yes.
Shiny dresses became the theme of the night.
Alex B was sick, so she couldn't talk. Two things. Number one, have you ever been so sick that you can't talk? I've never lost my voice.
Listen, that's what I was going to ask you. Whenever someone says something like that, because I know people have come in my life and they're like, I can't talk. It's like, I don't believe them because that's never happened to me anywhere near me losing my voice. Like, even if I have a sore throat, I can power through it and get a little juice in my voice if I need to juice it up. So I don't believe her that she lost her voice and literally can't talk. Now, people are going to roast us because I'm sure.
Yes,
this is actually a thing.
Yeah, we're going to get actually big time.
Yeah, yeah. But it's never happened to me, so I don't truthfully believe anyone that says that happens to them.
Well, it didn't help her case when she talked to him later.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I hear
you. Color Remedy be skeptical of health, you know, maladies that leave you without your voice. The last time I couldn't talk, I got my tonsils removed. Okay?
And if push came to shove, like, when you got to get on The Bachelorette, you're going to come with some lines, that spoken lines.
Well, no, I might have done this, but I would have stayed dead. I would have just wrote down everything the whole time. Yeah. Then he'd be wondering, how sexy is Rim's voice here? That's what the people will be wondering.
Yep.
Can't just go, I can't talk, and then go in and talk, my opinion. Speaking of talking, wow. Thank God for Bree. She has an Australian accent. Mm-hmm. Now, AB, you were telling me before I hit record, Bree was faking the Australian accent. Okay.
Yes.
I liked the move.
I did too.
Though based on her discussion later in the show, it makes me think, when she was live with Chris, it made me think that this was the one thing she had to hold on to from the show, so that implies that she's probably gone soon.
Yeah.
But what did the Bachelor post on Instagram that I didn't even see?
They posted a video of Bree and Colton's interaction from the night that they did not air, and she comes clean right away. So it's not even really a storyline. Oh, she's brutal. Not just another time where ABC is messing with us. They made it seem like she was going to hold this for a long time. Like, can you believe this girl did this fake accent? No, the fact that she came clean so early it makes it a good move. Move to start out like that.
I think they just they put that clip out on Twitter or whatever of her doing the accent, and that kind of got some buzz, and they acted like it was a much bigger deal.
Absolutely.
Than it was typical of Bachelor.
Yeah, but anyways, next season next episode, it's just going to be gone. Like, she's not going to have her
accent. That's why I don't think that's stupid that they put that clip on there and didn't show it.
Yeah, because, I don't know why they didn't
show it.
That's
a clip you need to show. There needs to be a resolution to that deceit.
Absolutely.
All right, couple more. Laura from Dallas, AB. I got nothing on Laura from Dallas.
She's wearing the same dress as someone else, Rim. That's all I know.
Okay. Who wore it better, AB?
I don't
know. You're supposed to say, you can't tell. All right. Hannah G, speaking of dresses... Gold dress, loved it. She's got a gift with some underwear, because apparently Colton doesn't wear underwear. I don't know if that was common knowledge. People who don't wear underwear, dudes especially, disgusting. Wear underwear. That's gross. What do you got on Hannah G?
Not wearing underwear is another thing I don't believe people actually do. Like, you're telling me people take a shower, get out, throw some jeans on?
Yeah, it's crazy. When people do it with jeans, it's like, what are you thinking?
What in the world? That's got to be mad uncomfortable.
There's no way it's comfortable. That's the whole point of underwear is comfort and probably sanitary purposes, other things. I don't know. I don't think about it. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Just do it. It's not that difficult. Just put it on.
Just put some underwear on. It's not uncomfortable. Ridiculous. To wear. Wearing underwear is not uncomfortable.
What happens if, like, you're not wearing underwear and you're wearing jeans and, like, you get a stain on them or something and you got to, like, or they're ripped and you got to take your jeans, like, you're out in public and you got to, like, take your jeans. You know what I mean? You don't have underwear on. You can't do it. You're just handicapping yourself. It is pointless. Unless it's a kid, the thing these young kids do.
Yeah, stop. I don't get it. Listen, Rim, I told you this is going to be my thing this season. It's telling you about stuff that I predicted right. But going, it's actually not just this season. It's my entire life.
Yeah,
that's how I live.
This is a hot take culture.
I tell you stuff that I got right and don't admit to things I got wrong. I said in the first episode, watch out for those Hannahs, okay?
You did say that.
And Hannah G is my early favorite to win this season, okay? Or be the next Bachelorette.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first.
I can't wait to remember that if it's true. Can we go back to Bree real quick? Right there, classic Paradise cast member, period. I bet my life that Bree's going to be in Bree's paradise.
Gonna be in paradise.
Come on. Good prediction, AB. Annie knows how many points a touchdown is worth. Now, mm-hmm. If you're watching that in the dark, you're thinking, oh my God, this show just demeans women, don't know anything about sports. No, that's because she was asked about it on the Ellen show. Once again, Bachelor assuming everyone viewing has seen every piece of content related to the show. Mm-hmm. Okay. Put the clip in there, please. Jane, what was this? Did she bring Colton a photo of his own dogs, it seemed? So, Photoshop with her dogs?
So she's a social worker, Rim. She brings out a Photoshop picture of his dog and her dog together. Colton doesn't even realize it's his dog at first. That's how
absurd it is. It's an absurd thing.
This did not hit.
Yikes. Yikes. Catherine gives Colton her own dog, a living, breathing, furry baby. Think it over. What did you make of this?
You want to talk about all-time power moves, Rim. That'll get you some staying power on the show. You give him a dog. How's he going to get rid of you?
I like dogs, okay? But if you handed me your dog and said, here, take care of this as long as I'm here, I would make sure you go home very quickly. That's just a fact. The type of person who would do that is not the type of person I would want to be with. And even if it was, I don't want to have to take care of your dog.
You know what? I agree. But Colton is, I think, a bigger dog lover than you and me. We both like dogs. But I think Colton actually enjoys this.
If you say you like dogs but don't love dogs, the pitchforks come. People are crazy about dogs these days.
It's wild out there in the dog streets.
yeah, me too. Like, I'll put it this way. I like my dogs I know. I don't care about your dog.
Well, here's my thing. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Colton. It's like a vacation when he's not filming, okay? He's just sitting around, probably a lot of the time he's probably just sitting around soaking up the rays. So does he really want to take out the dog every couple hours? That's not even his dog.
I hope he doesn't have to. I hope someone else is doing this. Yeah. Okay. Last one. Last arrival. Aaron, the Cinderella carriage. Lame, my opinion. But she did leave him her shoe. What did you make of that move?
I'm a big fan of Aaron. Mr. Disney Princess here.
Oh, well, yeah, your whole life is Disney
Princess. I loved what she did. Good move.
Came back to bite her, though. No doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, in a couple ways. She had to walk around all night without shoes on. I'm sure there's broken glass and stuff all over the...
Sure.
It just wasn't logistically a good move.
AB, before we get to the 14-hour cocktail hour, we have a couple of messages for our loyal, and might I stress loyal, listeners. AB, it's 2019, and you know what that means.
What's that mean, Rim?
You're supposed to go new year, new you, Rim.
Okay.
That's right, AB, new year, new you. My perpetual New Year's resolution is to cut some LBs and get down to my playing weight. Get back to being my spry self that you knew and grew up with.
Absolutely. Maybe
avenge my loss in our famous parking lot foot race of 2006. Maybe even up the record. Well, AB, the easiest way to take control of your fitness journey this 2019 is with Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is a streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room. And by wide, AB, I do mean wide variety. They have everything from beginner's yoga to strength building intense exercises, something as such as hammer and chisel.
Wow.
I did a short P90X the other day. It took me about 3 days for the burn to stop. It's been a while. And AB, I know you did one.
Yep.
What was the workout you did? Do you remember the name?
I just found a nice one. I'm trying to ease into getting back in shape. I found a nice, it was me and a bunch of like 50-year-old women. Doing some light workouts, and it was nice. It was really nice. And then I'm going to gear it up. There's so many options on there.
There's something for everyone, no doubt about it. I saw like a little ad after my P90X for a new Sean T workout. You're familiar with Sean T?
That's my guy.
Okay, that guy is very likable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he had me ready to run through a freaking wall, and I just saw a commercial. Huge Sean T guy, and I've never done a Sean T workout yet. I can't wait. Listen, Beachbody On Demand is the same company behind the home workouts you already know, including P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, Brazil Butt Lift. Okay, something I need to get back also.
Rim's Brazilian butt.
Pyo, Hip Hop Abs, 3-week yoga retreat, and more. So let's skip the crowded gyms, work out right from home, and get in shape together. AB, Roastcast Nation, the number one in-shape Bachelor Recap podcast audience. Okay. Right now, our listeners can get a special free trial membership, including their new 14-day results plan, where you can lose up to 9 pounds in the first 2 weeks. When you text ROSE, R-O-S-E, to 303030. Send that text, get full access to the entire platform for free.
Wow.
Free? All the workouts, all the nutrition information. I didn't say a dollar amount, AB. I said free.
Wow.
The results plan to get you super fast results and the support. Totally. And I cannot stress this enough, AB. Totally free. Again, just text ROSE to 303030. Remind me to take some before picks, because the after, it's going to be something to behold. It's going to be something to behold.
I believe you.
AB, since we're making health and wellness a top priority this new year, we're happy to talk about the convenient monthly subscription vitamin service from Care Of. Whether you're focused on glowing skin, which you're not, you have that naturally, so you focus elsewhere, boosting your energy levels, getting more sleep, or generally being healthy, Care Of helps you build a vitamin routine that's made just for you and your health goals. And when I say just for you, I mean it, AB. Care Of uses an online quiz to let you know exactly what you need. The quiz is fun. It asks you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices. It only takes 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. 90% of people, AB, fall short of the FDA guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. I'm in the 90%. I don't know about you. I assume
absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Find out where you're lacking with the online quiz and get back on track to reaching your health goals with Care Of. We got our Care Of vitamins a few days ago, and I gotta say, it couldn't be easier or more fun, frankly. They come in these little packets with like a inspirational quote mm-hmm. or a little tidbit or a challenge for the day. Just for our listeners, you listening with our voices in your ears right now, talking to you, go to takecareof.com and enter promo code ROSECAST, R-O-S-E-C-A-S-T, for 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. Again, for 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, go to Take Care Of and enter promo code ROSECAST and have fun taking the quiz. I'll tell you what.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Let's get back to the cocktail hour, AB. I made a joke before, you didn't laugh. I said it was a 14-hour cocktail hour. I will say that...
That's just longer. I don't think that was a joke. I think that was legitimately how long it took.
Well, let's say they started at 11. 14 hours would mean 2 in the afternoon the next morning, 3 in the afternoon. I'll put it this way. The sun was higher when these women got sent home outside than any other...
Absolutely.
One I've seen.
I agree.
We used to make like, oh my God, the sun was coming up.
It was middle of the morning.
It was midday. Yeah. I wonder if in the middle of the roast ceremony, they broke for lunch. The cocktail hour. We're not even talking about I don't know why we made all those references. We're not even at the roast ceremony yet. I'm sorry.
Let me take a shot at Colton while we're here. Why? While we're at the roast ceremony.
Are you going to make fun of him? Okay.
I think it probably took so long because he had to have so many cuts on all his speeches. Don't you think? I'm not even trying to be funny, actually. I bet that's why it takes longer with him.
What do you mean, all his speeches?
I think they had to cut because he flubbed up his words.
Huh. I don't know why you think that. I disagree.
You think Colton's good with his words?
I thought you meant I would have been more apt to believe you if you said it took too long for him to make decisions. That's what I was.
That too. That too.
Let's go to the cocktail hour. All right. I thought Colton almost kind of cried during his first little speech.
He did. Yeah.
Seemed overwhelmed by the moment. I mean, he was excited that his wife could be in the room. That's a big deal. Demi pulls him aside first. This is when Demi kind of lost me. She said, I could see it in his eyes. He's got a little crush on me. A little too, you know, be confident but not cocky. And spoiler alert, his eyes always look like that, honey. That's just the guy's got magical eyes. He's looking at you like he looks at everybody else.
He really does. He really does. This is my favorite part of the first episode. It's an age-old tradition, Rim, where all the other ladies, for some reason, get really mad at the first person that steals them away. Like, it's not, someone has to take them. It's very confusing to me.
Someone has to take him, and they have to do it right away. They're not going to mingle.
What is he
going to
sit down on the couch and just chill with 30 girls?
Chit chat with
30 girls. He doesn't even know anyone's names. No, you cut right to it. Someone steals him away. I don't know why everyone's so mad about this.
Some of the women were saying things that made me wonder if they've ever seen the show before.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, she stole him away so many times. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, yeah, she goes, who does that? And I'm like, what? Well, someone every
someone.
Season. What
is that? Someone has to.
The virgin talk, right out of the gun, if that's a term, right out of the gate, starts right up with Erica, mm-hmm. who is absolutely flabbergasted. Okay. Pulls him aside. This is who we talked about earlier. She says, what's the deal? Why? You know, Colton gives a little speech about it. Basically all my notes here are a repeat of what we already talked about.
Yep.
Our stance is this. Get to know the guy for who he is first. One, that should be just the rule for everyone. And two, he doesn't reveal any new information. There's no new information to reveal here.
Maybe don't interrogate the bachelor on your first interaction with him. That's just my rule of thumb.
You know, like it or not, the onus is on the contestant to impress the lead, not vice versa.
Yeah.
Hannah G. asked him about his football career. Do you have anything on this interaction? Because I got a little tiny something.
No.
I feel bad that Colton has to talk about his football career as if it were bigger than it was.
Because it's trash. It's a trash career.
It's not
right?
trash. It's not trash. He made it to the National Football League. Now people say, oh, he didn't play in a game, or, oh, he was a practice squad. The practice squad is not 60 people. It's like 5 or 7. So sure. you're still in the top, you know, 1.1% of all college football players to make it to that far. But I'm sure in real life, if you ask him about it, he would downplay it. And he would explain like, oh, I was on a couple practice squads. Here's what that means, blah, blah, blah. I don't think the producers, the show, it's in their best interest to make it seem like he's former NFL player Colton Underwood.
Sure, sure.
And they showed like the two Getty images of him making a tackle. Yeah. I thought we've been watching him for like a year and a half now. I thought he was a tight end.
I thought he was a tight end. I swear they said he was a tight end.
If he was a tight end in college and tried to make a team, it wasn't good enough as a tight end, and then like they're like, here, you go play, you know, special the teams. End. Like, the writing's on the wall, obviously.
Yeah.
I just, you know, big accomplishment, but they are kind of spinning it out of control. Long story short, though, those two, cute. I think
chemistry.
Those two are cute.
Absolutely. And he's smitten.
Yeah, he likes her. He likes her a lot. Miss North Carolina. They get a kiss on. First kiss of the night is with Miss North Carolina. Were you surprised by that?
Not really. No.
Okay.
They seem to have a little chemistry.
They both are okay with getting married at their age, which is good, mm-hmm. I suppose. That's absolutely kind of a requirement here. then we had a montage of, you know, gimmicky pull-asides, elaborate games. Sydney had an orchestra, which I really liked.
I enjoyed that, too. Mm-hmm.
Elise did the fishing bit. We didn't even see Elise's face for this part, I don't think.
I didn't know it was Elise. I just there wrote you, down that someone did a fishing
She's from
bit.
Alaska, I believe.
Oh, okay. Should she put a real salmon in the pool? Is that what I gathered from that?
God, I hope not. Though that wouldn't be the grossest thing that's ever been in that pool.
I think she did. Like a big-ass salmon you get at the store.
Awesome.
I think she threw it in the pool.
Okay, that would be amazing to actually go fish for the salmon in the pool. That bit deserved a lot more screen time.
No, it was dead, though.
What do you mean? The fish was not alive?
No, I don't think so.
They wouldn't do that. You don't throw dead fish in the pool, it just sinks, and you can't
what
fish.
I'm
what are you talking about?
I think
no
it
way.
Was a dead fish, Rim.
Okay, we need some investigation. I'll call Pete on that, because that offends me, and I don't even care.
She said at the end, she's like, she said something about how it was gross that went in the pool. I was
confused.
Well,
it's confused. A fish. It's a pool, not a stream.
It's a dead fish, Rim.
Elise has characteristics that make her very memorable. She just got no screen time. She's the
Absolutely.
Only redhead, and she's got a unique name, and she's from freaking Alaska.
Alaska's huge. That's a big, not like huge.
The state was big.
No, not like yeah, size-wise. I'm talking that's big for her storyline. That's a bit. I don't remember any other Alaska people.
I think she lives in Arkansas now or
okay.
somewhere down south, but she's sure. from Alaska. Tasialand, is just some games set up where the orchestra, they played bags. That wasn't going to hit. That was never going to work. Then the sloth is in the tree. What did you make of the woman beneath the sloth costume, Alex from Cape Cod?
She's the opposite of a sloth, Rim. She was talking his ear off. It went from being slow. She needed to be in between the sloth and her actual speed of talking. That's where she needs. That's the sweet spot for Alex D.
I liked her. She seemed like a chill kind of Boston gal. You know, going to the Sox game. I don't know.
She seemed
there's
fine.
Like 9 accents in there. Catherine begins her series of interruptions. Of
she begins her push towards this year's villain.
What did you make of it? You seem into it. Your face was in a contorted in a way you were like, yeah, here
I'm
we
always
go.
Into it. I'm always in for a good villain. And
but
something
is,
I've never seen before.
Is she a good
before.
Villain, though? Is she going to be up there with the greats?
She's a DJ, too, which is interesting. So I've been looking forward to seeing what she brings anyways. So her being the villain, too, I think she's got a shot.
I just don't think she's up there with Corinne and Olivia, which are the two main ones from recent seasons for me.
You don't think she's as evil, or?
I don't think she will incite the same reaction from Bachelor Nation as those two. Because Corinne was clever. Olivia was diabolical. Corinne was funny. What's Catherine? Right now her thing is just the sheer frequency of her interruptions.
Sure.
It's not her personality necessarily. We'll see. I don't know. I am not looking forward to Catherine. Spoiler alert, she got the final rose. And shame on me, I tweeted this. Shame on me. I thought there was a chance that Colton wouldn't
Come
go for the
on.
I'm an idiot. Colton's,
That's
of course,
the dumbest
he's a producer.
Thing.
Yeah,
she's not going anywhere until there's a 2-on-1 date. It's not rocket science, Rim. It's just Bachelor 101.
Yeah.
Come on. This is first
I'm
day.
Idiot.
What
I'm
they teach
idiot.
You on the bachelor class. When I teach I'm a
professor.
I thought
maybe they'd switch it up.
One day about bachelor history. That's the first thing I'm going to teach you. Episode 1. If you see a villain, they're not going anywhere until the 2-on-1 dates. So she's got 2 or 3 episodes more.
Yeah, it's a fact. That's a fact.
It's a fact.
Onyeka came in. I don't know if I pronounced that right. See, now you got me
you got
self-conscious
it.
About it. I think it's Onyeka, not Onyeka.
Onyeka, yep.
I said Onyeka. I tried to put my own little flair to
okay.
it, which is
okay.
unnecessary. Onyeka came up. The drowning in bitches line, big, big fail for me. If I would have stuck with Catherine if someone tried to interrupt me with that line, my opinion.
Yeah, yep.
She tries to kind of pull aside Catherine in the Bibiana way and kind of confront someone on behalf of the house. Here's a little pro tip for any potential contestants, and AB, this falls under your teachings. If someone steals the lead three times and you confront them about it, they're going to do it a fourth time. They're not going to fall back and be like, all right, you know what? You're right. That's my bad on the stealing. They've already done it three times. Of course, that's not going
to
end
anything.
You're just
adding fuel to the fire.
Of course.
And another thing about confronting the bachelor or the villain, you're going home too. So just steer clear of the villain and everything that has to do with them. Don't pay them any mind. Do not get bent out of shape. Just let them steal away. Someone else is going to come in and say something to him. You don't need to be that person. Because if you're that person, you're going home too. Because you're petty and you're starting fights in a situation when you should be focused on Colton.
Here's another thing that I think might be a deficiency in Catherine's villain resume. Clashing with villains such as Olivia and Corinne usually backfires because the lead genuinely likes that person for whatever reason. I don't think Colton is going to like Catherine, and I don't think he'll be offended when someone tries to attack Catherine. So when people went at Corinne, Nick was like, no. Nick didn't play that when people went at Corinne because he liked Corinne. He wanted to keep Corinne around. I don't think Colton and Catherine are going to have that connection at all. My opinion.
That's fair.
Anyway, what do I got here? Oh, Cassie, the speech pathologist. This was, to me, the cutest interaction of the night. What do you got on this interaction, AB?
She's a contender. Genuine girl. Teaches him some sign language. Loved it. Great conversations. One of the best of the night.
When he thought this little lip thing meant kiss, but it meant rose, and she goes, I can teach you to kiss, too. Yeah. I thought they weren't going to kiss right away because they're too genuine. They're too. This relationship is too real for that to have happened right there. But I thought for sure after she taught him what kiss is, little thing where you go like this, when you're wrapping up the conversation, you just go, you do the thing that she taught you.
Yep.
I mean, you're talking about an all-time cute kiss if that
happens.
Absolutely.
I thought that was happening, too. It didn't, though.
Very cute. One thing is for certain, and this interaction made me realize it. Colton is, say what you want about whether or not he's ready, whether or not he's charismatic, whatever. He's definitely going to fall head over heels in love
multiple
women.
Folks.
No question. We're going to be six women he loves.
We are one or two episodes away from him saying, I love you to the first girl.
I'm
confident in that.
Yes. It's
very
Colton
confident.
Colton is going to say
like,
it
he
first,
might
period.
Say it on the first one-on-one date he gives to Hannah.
God, and this is so weird, but I think I love you. Next up, Katie. Something about families, independent women, balance between having your own things and sharing things together. AB, as a married person, you understand the importance of this balance. For instance, your wife is not into 2K, okay? You need your separate things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kiss out of nowhere, though. Were you surprised by that kiss?
Very surprised. I did a double take. I was looking away when they started talking. I didn't think there was going to be a spark there, and then they kiss.
Maybe it might have been because maybe Colton was like maybe two cocktails deep by that time or something. He was just getting loosey-goosey with the tongue.
Do you care? This is about the time when she steals Catherine steals his time for the fourth time. Okay. Do you have a problem with that? A lot of the girls were talking about how they haven't talked to him yet. Why? I guess in my opinion, had that been me, I'd get up off the couch and make a move. Like, Catherine's out there moving and shaking, making plays. And you're sitting there bitching about Catherine. I got no sympathy for you. If you're sitting there, she's been walking around to all these girls. You could have walked around one time and stolen them away from someone.
Yeah, it's cowardice. It's woe is me.
You're sitting there, just woe is me. I can't believe I haven't talked to him yet. Well, it's been like 6 hours, and you've been sitting on the same couch the entire night just bitching about it. So why don't you get up and make a move?
Preach. When I like Nicole, but when she was like, oh, I didn't get a chance to talk, I'm like, well, who's – look to your left, look to your right. It ain't their fault. I'll tell you what, get up. In the old days, if someone interrupted and stole the lead a second time after they already talked to him, if they interrupted once, basically, and said, and before everyone had talked to the person, that was a scandal. We're talking four
times.
Okay? That's insane.
You let her have an opportunity to steal four precious minutes from him.
Catherine was hustling and you weren't. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Alabama Hannah one-on-one time. Okay, you want to talk about genuine AB? I would not be here if you weren't. Listen, this woman is endearing. She seems nervous about... Usually pageant queens we've seen are just like, I got this shit wrapped up in a bag. Alabama Hannah thinks she's going home night one. She's nervous.
Yeah.
She's kind of... I think she really genuinely likes Colton.
I agree.
What do you got on Alabama Hannah?
I told you, watch out for them Hannah's rim.
What do you got on the pinky thing?
It's cute. Something that's going to stand.
Cute as the day is
long. The test
long.
Of the season. It's going to be cute.
Listen, you got a handshake a little or a
something,
pinky thing?
Little something you can like give real quick in front, like, yeah. Like right in front of the other girl, like kind of to the side, but you can sneak in a little something that shows affection. That's good.
Not that I want Colton to rack up 15 kisses on night one, because that just kind of, you kiss too many kind of spoils, cooks, whatever, broth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when your pinkies are interlocked and you're kind of pulling each other close, that was a missed opportunity, I think. I tell you what. And then, like, you get married, then you marry Alabama Hannah, and every time you lock pinkies for the rest of your lives, you'll remember your cute first kiss.
Yeah.
That's just an experience, okay? That's a kiss moment, period.
The interesting thing is Colton had a couple kisses in situations that I didn't think the kisses were going to happen, and then he missed on a couple opportunities where I thought they should have happened. It was an interesting episode.
Agreed. It makes you wonder if he didn't kiss someone in those opportunities where we think he should have, if that means he's like really likes him because he's nervous around him. That's a spin zone for you. Okay, first impression, Rose. Who did you think this was going to?
The first girl he kissed. What's her name? Miss
North Carolina.
Yeah, Kaylin. Miss North Carolina. Kaylin. That's who I thought.
I thought it was going to Alabama Hannah. But in that, I was like overcome by Alabama Hannah euphoria in that moment.
Sure, so she was the last one you saw. Yep.
The last one I saw, and they just had the moment. I thought, okay, he's going back to right the wrong. Hannah G., which was a surprise to me. Now, we've talked about Hannah G. as if she's a contender, but she really, because we know what happens, at the time, I did not think Hannah G. got a lot of screen time. I didn't think their one-on-one interaction stood out. Were you surprised by Hannah G.?
I disagree a little bit. She was one of the girls that he, in my eyes, was not good at showing that he wasn't really into. I think he showed that he was really into her right off the bat, off the limo. So I wasn't hugely surprised.
He was bubbly around her,
absolutely.
Giggling after he gave her the rose. Heavy crush, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
We've been going over an hour now, or almost an hour. Let's get to the rose ceremony. First up, roses. Kaylin, Katie, Alex B., Alabama Hannah, Onyeka. I'm just going to put too much flair on that now.
Yeah,
that
it's too much.
It.
Like
Onyeka, Caitlin, Annie, Kerpa, Heather, Elise, Tasia, Courtney, Cassie, Demi, Nina, Erica, Sydney, Bree, Angelique, Tracy, Nicole, and of course, Catherine. A rose coolly and calmly delivered with no smile from Colton. No roses. Tajwan. AB, Tajwan, in my opinion, had a very bad attitude about all of this, and it was revealed after she didn't get a rose. She said, I saw every one of these girls earlier in my head going home. All of them? All 28 or whatever who got roses? You saw them going home? That's crazy. And then she said, I think he obviously made a mistake. Tasia, in the history of this night one on this show, there's only been one mistake.
Tajwan.
What did I say, Tasia? Oh, God. It's a bad look for me this episode when it comes to names. Tajwan, in the history of the night one on this show, there has been one, count them, one mistake made, and that's the legendary Grocer Joe. No other night one send-homes except for maybe Blake, Asian Blake.
Maybe.
But that's it. So, no. No
that's
mistakes were made.
That's all I can remember, too, honestly.
No mistakes were made.
Believe Grocer Joe? Like, he should have won. He should have won the season. And then he went home night one in front of all these schmucks who she kept.
There was probably
20 terrible guys Schmucks. On that show.
Yeah. Schmucks. Yes.
Absolute yes. D-bags. And Grocer Joe, one of the most genuine people this show has ever seen. He is my favorite character ever.
He's amazing.
Okay?
He's amazing.
And that's not and me just saying, blowing smoke up your rim. He is my favorite character on either Bachelor or Bachelorette. Or Bachelor in Paradise. My favorite character, the most genuine guy. He's the most deserving of love of anyone on here. And he went home night one when there's 20 people getting a rose.
That's the thing that makes it even funnier is, okay, all the lists of women who got roses, there's not like, there's one who I would be like, oh, obviously she didn't deserve one. And that was the producer pick, Catherine. There's not like 7 or 10 that are like, okay, these are jokes that shouldn't be here. And Becca picked jokes that shouldn't be here. She picked Chris the Goose, who wasn't even like a joke at that point. You know what I mean? Like all these guys turned out to be D-bags, and Grocer Joe didn't get a rose. Outrageous.
It's incredible.
Truly
and he's,
a breathtaking
he's
moment.
A great looking guy, too. So it's not, I mean, come on.
We got to move on. Okay. Wow. Aaron, Cinderella, Devin, I thought it was funny. The girls were popping bottles behind her.
It was rude.
Outrageously rude. And then unacknowledged, didn't even get screen time at what that they didn't get a rose is Alex D the Sloth, Adrienne, aka Jane, Laura.
Did the Sloth not get a rose? Is that what you said?
No, the Sloth didn't get a rose. She was Alex D. She didn't get a rose. Wow. Adrienne, Laura, and Revion. Okay. Obviously the only surprise was Catherine. We've talked about Catherine a little bit. No one went home that I was surprised by. There was no Grocer Joe in the season, of course. AB, anything else in the rose ceremony?
No, I don't think so. Nope.
Okay. We're going to get to our top picks in a moment. Did you watch the coming up this season on The Bachelor?
I watched, you know me, Rim.
I do know.
I suggest you to do the same. You watch it with your eye, with your hand slightly over your eyes and them squinted so you cannot see faces, okay? You can just hear what's going on. And then when something big's going on, you can kind of see. Like so I saw Colton jump the fence, but I didn't see any of the faces of the people later in the, because you get it spoiled. Like, if I see something and then I know that person, that hasn't happened yet, like let's say they're out in the snow or something and we haven't even been to the snow and I've seen Hannah there, I know Hannah's not going home this episode. It's riddled with spoilers.
That's true, but
can't watch
they
it.
Show it. It's a baseline that everyone works on. I know. Okay. All right. Calm down. Deep breath. I don't like watching it either. But people use it to make their brackets, and we do have a bracket, so it's out there. AB, you got to be aware of it. I will tell you a couple things without naming names about who goes far.
Okay.
Number one, a lot of wraparound leg makeouts.
Okay. I saw that through my squinted eyes.
Most. I don't know if you heard this, but this is going to be the most dramatic and unpredictable season in history. Unpredictable.
That's unpredictable, huh?
That's different. Okay. That's a different word Chris doesn't always use.
Yeah.
Alabama Hannah is thrilled that Colton is a virgin. So I'll be interested as to why or what her thought process is behind that and how much she talks about that. Because frankly, that's going to matter.
Okay.
In my view.
Yeah.
I'm skipping a few because they'll spoil. I got a list of women who said they're falling in love. We got someone who said they could see myself falling in love. Down to Demi calls Tracy a cougar. Tracy is younger than we are, AB, and only 5 years older than Colton. That's going to ruffle some feathers in Bachelor Nation. You understand me? Cougar is a little...
That's a stretch.
A little bit of a stretch, I'd say, Demi. Now, I understand that when you're 22 and 32 is old,
yeah.
But Colton isn't 22. He's 26.
Yeah.
You know, the numbers. Okay, AB, here's where we normally do a mailbag segment, but I forgot to tweet out the number. The number, if you want to ask us a question or give us a comment to the mailbag, is 773-234-7794. We got no mailbag today. AB, so let's go right to who you think the contenders are, the contestants that you like, and then give me your predictions for the top four, who you think will be the top four, which could maybe similar or maybe different than who you like.
I'll tell you who I like, top four. And it's the exact same of who's going to win, too, Grim. Okay.
Okay.
Tasia. The two. They understand me? Tasia?
Whoa.
The two
Whoa.
Hannahs.
Whoa.
And, shoot, what's her name?
Tasia is good. I don't know why that was an
That's uncalled
laugh.
For. That was uncalled. Was an uncalled for laugh. Tasia is a sweetheart.
It took me a minute, but I remembered Tasia.
The two Hannahs, Tasia, and Cassie.
Okay.
I don't see much else out there that he's really digging right now.
I like and think will go far. I don't know. Here's a cop out. I don't know who. I'm not going to make a prediction about the Final Four because I don't know enough about Colton to guess how he's going to choose.
Sure. That's fair.
I don't know his type. You know, we've seen him with Tia and Becca and
I mean, listen, he picked up a butterfly and put it in his pocket to give to her later as a sentimental moment. I mean, what else do you need to see, Rim?
Here's who I like the most. Alabama Hannah, Hannah G, Cassie. So three the same with you. And I'm going to put in there, instead of Tasia, who's great, I'm going to put in there Katie. Now, she made the V-card joke. Katie might be gone soon. But he kissed her. Yeah. I think they have something. She seems kind of chill enough, kind of can hang out with the boys enough. And I think Colton, because of his lack of experience, will feel comfortable around someone like Katie who can kind of just hang out with it. And they're both athletes, that kind of thing.
Okay. Have you seen the tweets online or the pictures that people have posted about how many blondes are on here and how Colton has a
you
type?
Yeah, there's 30 people
like
on every.
15
you can do
blondes.
That. Yeah, okay. That's a lot. That's an inordinate number of blondes.
That's what I'm saying. So I got it.
But you can do that with the guys too.
You can. And I have a feeling that the winner is going to be a blonde. I don't know what else to tell you.
All right. Might be Hannah G. I'll say this about the contestants. Never Colton's virginity, that issue, which by the way, was a heavy topic on the coming up this season on The Bachelor, which goes against what Chris told us would happen. He said it would be night one and then kind of die down. It doesn't seem to be the case. It seems like
it's not
going anywhere.
Chris is the best in the business, folks.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, this virginity topic, for the first time, I think, made it very easy to draw a line in the sand with contestants. There are contestants who didn't talk about it, who understand that they're here to get to know the man before his choice first. And then there are contestants who made jokes about it, who were like morbidly curious about it, who attacked him about it, a bit borderline. Then there is a very clear delineation between people that Colton should pursue relationships with and people who probably deserve to go home quickly.
I agree.
If they kind of harp on it too much. I think that more so than ever before, this was a night one where it was very easy to make that distinction.
I agree.
Speaking of Colton, now, before the season, we had all the gripes about him. Did you knew he was going to be the Bachelor and you thought he was going to be a good one. Did his performance in any way change your mind about him?
No, not at all. I'm still excited for the season. I'm still just confused on why people are so out on this. I still see a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to watch this season and stuff. I don't really understand. I can understand if you're not a Bachelor fan, but if you're a Bachelor fan, this is pretty. He's a cookie cutter Bachelor, isn't he? He's exactly what they really hot buff dudes.
I think people are tired. I think we're coming into an era now where people are tired of the cookie cutter thing.
That's fair.
They want something different. They want something more realistic. I also think we've talked about this. People are tired of how it's basically now an Instagram celebrity show rather than people with real lives.
Sure.
It's gotten further and further away from that. I will say this about Colton. There's two reasons why I didn't like the pick. Number one, I thought he wasn't ready. I thought his charisma was lacking and I thought we didn't know much about him. We didn't know enough about him.
Okay. You just gave like four things on your number one.
Well, so think of it like this. There's two segments.
You got
this
a lot.
This is the first segment. This is the first segment of reasons why I was upset about the pick.
Okay, sure.
And it has to do with Colton. The second segment has to do with something else.
Okay.
The things I just said are Colton specific.
Sure.
The number two list of things
number
is
two.
The way that they produce the show, the way that they've positioned him. The virginity thing.
Yeah.
He is They pretty clearly manipulate him pretty easily. They don't position him as a desirable bachelor, a man. Like, the whole premise of the show is like, can you believe this person isn't married yet? And with Colton, it's like, well, fucking obviously. And with recent bachelors, it's like, of course. With Ben and older bachelors, it was like, whoa, get a load of this catch. And with Colton, they're just like, he looks good with his shirt off and he hasn't had sex with people yet. So ladies have at it. They haven't positioned him in a way that makes him desirable like they should.
They've went the route of the virgin and that he's got a really hot bod, which he does have.
Those
are two facts. Like, you put him in a shower scene, which they did multiple times.
Do the outdoor shower after the beach, but why are you in his bathroom?
Why are you in his bathroom? Personal bathroom. No idea. I could have gone without it. I'm still not complaining. They went this route though. they went that route of hot guy who's a virgin. When they could, I feel like Colton's got a lot of good qualities to him.
Yeah.
Like, his main job is basically charity work. So,
that's
I mean,
pretty
why are
desirable
they, there
trait.
Was not one thing said about his charity work. He's got a Colton Underwood Foundation or whatever they do. I can't remember exactly what they do.
Cystic fibrosis.
Yes, that's
with
it.
Cystic fibrosis, yes.
Yep, so very...
My whole point with this, we learned a little more about him, more than he's been on two shows before this one.
Sure.
We didn't know kind of how he was when he grew up or any of that. We learned a little bit about that in, you know, the pregame show. We're knowing more about Colton. I think he was relaxed. He showed himself to be kind of funny. He's not a terrible flirt. Against all odds, this guy had some good comebacks and some good discussions with these women. And I think a thing that will make this show entertaining, for better or worse, is he's definitely going to fall in love. There's no question about it. We didn't know that with Ari for sure.
Absolutely.
So I don't think Colton himself is as maybe bad or mediocre as I expected. However, I do not trust ABC or the producers
to
get it right. I don't trust that at all. And the previews just reinforce that for me. So I don't think it's going to be unpredictable. But I think I'm not going to hate watching Colton like maybe I was concerned about. I'll put it that way.
Sure.
Okay. We do have a fantasy league announcement. We do have a fantasy league. It's not on ABC because they don't allow groups, which is somehow one of the more insulting decisions made by the people in charge of making bachelor related decisions at ABC. I don't know how you don't allow groups in your fantasy league. That's the whole point.
So that's all you want them for.
So our league is on a site called Batch Bracket. Okay. I'll give you the URL shortly. It works like a traditional office pool where you make your season picks for each rose ceremony before week two. Okay. So we've had a chance to see them now. Now we make our picks, set it and forget it. There's not weekly questions. There's not weekly updates. We will update you on the scores. Just go to bachelor.bracket.com/leagues/23640. This URL is in the show description. It's on our Twitter. It's on our Instagram. I recommend doing it on a computer. Phone works too. It's a third party kind of mom and pop site. So it's not, you know, there's could be some weird things going on with it. When you sign up, this is important, AB. It asks you for your first and last name for your profile. Just put your last initial or make up a last name because your profile name is the name of your team. So there's a bunch of people's last names on there. So if you don't want your last name out there, just don't put it in. And we will randomly choose a winner from the top, whatever, 15, 20%. So don't bother cheating. This is all in the up and up. No spoilers. No cheating. Just build a resume. It's kind of like the tournament. Just build a good enough resume to get in, and who knows what could happen. You could win the big one. Okay, anything else? AB, before I do the other announcements.
Oh, I had one thing about, I was reading an article today, Rim.
Oh, yeah. Give me the nuggets.
Touching on off-screen stuff. Have you looked into how much these Bachelor people make in sponsored posts on Instagram?
I mean, I'm vaguely aware of how much people make, you know, if you have a certain number of followers, yes.
I wasn't
aware.
It's a lot of money. It's a full-time job. So
of course.
I used to give people a hard time, like, you came on here for the wrong reason. No, they're actually coming on for the right reasons, to make a living. Okay? I read We're talking like $10,000 for a post if you have a million followers, which a lot of these people do.
One post.
And we're talking 1 to 5,000 if you just have like, you know, the 10 to 40, 50,000 range. Yeah. Okay? That's one post.
We're talking,
they do like 10 posts a month. You understand? Do the math, folks. Okay?
Yes, it's very lucrative.
Probably makes $1 million off Instagram ads.
Yeah, probably. And so does Sean. That's all. Yeah. I'm certain that's Sean's
that's all they do.
Gig. And that's fine. Because guess what? People get a lot of shit for that, for shilling on Instagram. A lot of people resent them for that. Social media following, like it or not, that's a currency now. And
absolutely.
And just the same. That's like getting mad at a network on your TV for showing ads. No, that's how they pay the bills. They have your attention. We're the audience. They get paid for
that. I just didn't realize they'd made as much as they do. And I wanted to share that information. It's bigger than you think.
I think it's a bubble. You don't know what's going to happen with the popularity of some of these sites. I think Twitter's kind of plateauing. Facebook might be going down.
I think Instagram's the one.
Instagram's the one, but Facebook owns Instagram. So who knows what's going to happen there? But yeah, it's a boatload of money. It's a boatload of money.
Yeah.
Good for them. Get it.
Absolutely. Good for them.
Get it. Speaking of Twitter and Instagram, we are on Twitter at RoseCastES. If anyone has any connections to Twitter and can help us get the inactive username at RoseCast or at RoseCastPod, we'd greatly appreciate it. Instagram at RoseCastPodcast and Facebook RoseCastPodcast. You know what's hot right now, AB, speaking of social media?
What?
Mentioning in Instagram stories. That's the blaze right now. And that's a good, easy way. If you want
to
tell
you
your
to mention us.
I love it. If you want to tell people about the show but don't want to be like texting them or like, you know, there's like a 90% chance that we will restory it or whatever the phrase is when you mention us on the Instagram, when you screenshot the show and tag RoseCast Podcast. Mm-hmm. That's the wave right now. Okay? You understand me?
Absolutely.
Please subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, blah, 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 Google Podcasts, Overcast, and then go to the mall and then subscribe on all the display phones at the mall and then tell your friends about the show. Ask if you can borrow their phone, subscribe there. Our loyal listeners, AB, help the show grow, and that's the reason the show stays on the air.
Absolutely.
Period.
Facts.
Big facts. Thank you for listening. We're excited to be back. We're excited you're back. Have a heavenly day. It's my new sign-off. It's from Superstore. That's what they say in Superstore. Because the name of the store they work at is Cloud9. So they go, have a heavenly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.